So this is the second stage of the upgraded breathing space exercise. Before you do this exercise, make sure you've read the notes describing it, and that will involve choosing soothing touch, ways of doing that particularly suit you. So you're going to select the one that suits you best, or one of the ones that suit you best, when we get to the second four-breath stage of this overall exercise. The second stage, touch and releasing. And notice as well quite how you do the releasing may vary a bit with the state you find yourself in when you name at the start of the first four breaths. For this exercise I'm going to run through right now, I'm going to assume that we've found in the first four breaths that we're a bit uptight, a bit tense, a bit busy. So we're looking for a releasing, cleansing, relaxing, settling four-breath sequence in the second four breaths. Sometimes you may find that actually what's more appropriate is a kind of recharging, that one's feeling tired, exhausted, and you're recharging the body-mind. Sometimes you may just find you're feeling great, calm, happy, and it's more of a savoring exercise. But right now, we're going to go through what may well be the most common way of doing the second four breaths, which is a releasing. Good. You've read the notes. You know what form of touch you're going to use. You've read the notes. You're familiar with the idea of internal self-talk, kind, soothing, encouraging self-talk, knowing what you're going to call yourself. Good. If you haven't done that yet, stop the recording, check it out, come back to it. Okay, so first the four-breath mindfulness and naming exercise, running through the body, legs, then front of body and arms, then back, neck, head and face, somewhat slower, fuller breaths. Do that now. And then when you're ready to, first breath of the second phase, soothing touch, move a hand or both hands onto your body, using your name or some way of referring to yourself gentle, kind, encouraging. So try that now, taking another slower, fuller breath. Deliberately releasing. Don't have to hold on. Unwinding and letting go. Now, keeping the touch or bringing your hands back down, whichever feels better for you just now. A further three breaths. The legs, the front of the body and arms, the back, neck, head and face. And this time, don't start quite yet, this time you're going to do this, if it helps, encouraging yourself inside. Words like let go, release, cleanse, calm. Find words that help, that feel good. And it's a kind of housework, going round the inside of your body house, cleaning, cleansing, releasing, undoing any way you're holding tension or tightness. Three breaths. Go ahead and do that now. So that's probably the most typical way one uses the second four-breath chunk of this 12-breath exercise. Touch and releasing. Occasionally, you may find that actually the main sense you have when you name your state is one of tiredness, just lack of energy. What I find helpful then is to use the three breaths, the second scan, as a kind of energizing, imagining taking in energy with the in-breath and spreading it like light through the body. Same sequence, legs, front of the body, arms, back, neck, head and face. But more of an energizing, more of a recharging. And sometimes when I'm lucky, the naming simply finds that I'm feeling good. Then I go through the body savoring, enjoying, celebrating almost. See, you probably want to develop maybe two or three different variants on this second four-breath exercise. Just starting with touch on the first breath, that internal encouragement, settling, and the next three-breath scan, most often releasing, but occasionally these other variants. So the second week of this developing practice, you're going to use an 8-breath exercise. The mindfulness and naming, then the touch and the scanning through, typically releasing. Again, use a record sheet if you find it helpful, and make notes on the back, just noticing observations that will help you develop this exercise even more usefully. Great. Give yourself a week or so to do that.